Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, October 31st, 1950, readers of the Barbados Advocate were made aware of the many issues discussed by the St. Joseph Vestry. This local government system had direct responsibility for matters relating to education, health care, churches, and roads. Among the matters addressed was a progress report on Vestry exhibitioners at Queen's College, Lodge School, Combermere School, and St. Michael's School. It was reported that one parent was warned that their child at Combermere had to improve their performance or have the scholarship withdrawn. Meanwhile, a student at St. Michael's had their scholarship withdrawn because of unsatisfactory grades. Additionally, Mr. W.T. Gooden proposed that the Vestry ask headmasters at the various schools who had St. Joseph Vestry students to submit reports to the Vestry when they sent reports to the parents. The meeting also voted £1,500 sterling for the enclosing and provisioning of other facilities at the new St. Anne's Cemetery. However, the most important issue the meeting of the Vestry dealt with was the state of the roads in St. Joseph. According to Mr. J.A. Haynes, and I quote, "They had tremendous rainfall in the parish for the year and recently had so much that a considerable amount of damage had been done to the roads, rendering some impassable," end quote. Mr. Haynes made specific mention of Spa, Fruitful Hill, and Coconut Roads and wanted the highway commissioners to repair the roads as quickly as possible. The decision was made to approach the central government through their representatives in the House of Assembly to source funds for the rehabilitation of roads in the parish. However, Mr. C.A. Williams, member of the Highway Board, responded to say that the board had notified all the relevant authorities and was doing all it could. Mr. G.R. Hudson then pointed out that the Chimborazo Road was in disrepair since the last crop. The chairman of the Vestry, Reverend Malalu, informed the members that the governor had been made aware of the situation in St. Joseph, and in fact, he was in St. Joseph the night before, and he had taken up the matter with him. Mr. Ellie Smith, who was one of the members of Parliament for St. Joseph, in offering some clarity on the situation, stated that he had personally approached the Director of Highways and Transport and was advised that it would not be practical to start the repairs at this time as the heavy rains had caused the soil to be too soft. Mr. Smith said that he agreed with that assessment as repairs under such conditions would be a waste of labor and material. Mr. Smith, however, promised to use his position in the Parliament to get the funds for the road repairs. Clearly, the poor state of the roads in St. Joseph was of grave concern then, as is the case today, some 72 years later, with peculiar soil type being a major factor in road construction and repair.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.